Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So today we're going to be talking about worth. And this is such an important topic because I feel like it's something that many people on this planet struggle with all the time. Doesn't matter how old you are, somehow you may struggle with feeling worthy or feeling like you are worth it. So let's get into this whole thing. So the definition of worth is the equivalent in value to the sum of an item specified. And there's another definition that says the value equivalent to that of someone or something under consideration, the level at which someone or something deserves to be valued or rated. So let's talk about self-worth in the internal sense of being. And this is like, you know, believing that you are good enough, knowing that you are worthy of love from yourself, God, and others. Self-worth is sometimes confused with self-esteem, which relies on external factors like success, money, achievements to define your worth, which can often be inconsistent with leading someone to struggling with all these feelings of being worthy. Because when you feel like you are lacking those things, it can sometimes make you feel worthless. And you have to know as a spiritual being that you are so worth it. God did not send you here without any worth, but he sent you with the best gift ever, and that's himself, that's light, that is love. Your spiritual self is your most high self, your most beautiful form, your most powerful form. It is your authentic self, the unconditioned parts of your being. It's you without any patterns of this world, and God believes you are worth it. God values you so much. He loves you so much. He sees your potential and he knows your highs and your lows. He loves you because he formed you, he created you, and he blessed you before you were even born. Jesus, in his self-worth, was not based on the opinions of others, but instead based on his identity as the Son of God. Him being God's Son, the Son of God, this is where his worth came from. Your worth is not rooted in the opinions of others, your success, or anything that is part of this world, but instead it's in the unwavering opinion of God. We know we are worthy to God because of our salvation that came at a cost through Jesus Christ's life. Now, there are many causes to lack of self-worth. We're going to go over a couple. Ongoing stress in life, such as relationship breakdowns, financial troubles, poor treatment from people, parents, partners, careers. For example, if you're in an abusive relationship or having ongoing medical problems such as chronic pain, serious illness, or physical disabilities, this all results in a lack of self-worth. And to kind of combat all of these things, it's about how you view yourself. You have to value yourself by thinking about the good things and directing your thoughts to God and viewing yourself the way the Most High does, you know, viewing yourself from his perspective. You can experience joy, abundance, confidence, plenty, love, peace, wealth, etc. Like, God believes you are worthy and he values your light because he placed that light within you. To build your self-worth, you must value yourself, and not in like a selfish way, but through positive reinforcement, by saying things like, I am love, I am confident, I am valued, God loves me, I love God, I am healed, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am abundant, I am forgiven, I am well, I am protected, I am covered, I am alive, I am worthy. Just the fact that you exist is a testament of God's love. He hasn't given up on you, and he never will, because he knows your worth, he knows your potential. Whenever you feel the opposite, you have to remind yourself that you are loved and valued by Christ, God in the divine realm. You have to know that your body is a temple that Christ dwells within, and that alone means you carry the ultimate form of love and life. So you have to value yourself because you have to know who's within you. You have to understand that inner world within you and know that God, the angels, and everything on the other side is supporting you. But it's about how much you support yourself and love and value yourself. In order to have self-worth, you have to build that up within yourself. Confidence is a funky dance. You can have confidence as long as you say you have confidence. You can have peace as long as you say you have peace. Understand that you create your reality in a sense, or you co-create it. So whatever you're speaking into existence is what's going to come and manifest. So when you are speaking negatively in your life, and this is what I mean by thinking towards God, Anytime that you are thinking good, positive, high vibrational thoughts, you are thinking towards God. When you say those things above, like I am love, I am confident, you are thinking from that higher perspective. But when you say things like I am sad, those things lower your vibration and you're thinking towards yourself. Positive reinforcement will help you to truly build your confidence and your worth in God, and it will remind you who you truly are and that unwavering opinion of God. You have to know how God feels about you. You have to know that you are worthy, and you are worthy. You are loved. You have to tell yourself and remind yourself and speak out loud again, saying things like, I am aligned, I am blessed, I am happy, I am protected, I am joyful. Like, you just have to speak these things into existence and expect them. When you are saying these things, you are putting it out, you're putting it forth, and then you are allowing God to truly bless you in that way. You can reaffirm your self-worth through many avenues. My favorite one is prayer. Positive reinforcement, once again, saying stuff like, I am blessed, I am aligned, I am favored, I am loved, I am joyful. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, there's a perfect scripture that actually talks about this, or talks about how God views us or what God thinks of us to reinforce our value. So Psalms 139 says, I think it's 14, verse 14, and it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So God is letting you know right there, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are wonderful. Say things like, I am wonderful. I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God's divine grace and mercy. When you praise God for his works, he loves that. So just a takeaway scripture that kind of confirms all of this. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's just something to meditate on. Anytime that you are feeling worthless or not worthy of love, worthy of career, worthy of happiness, worthy of creativity, passion, whatever the case may be, you have to be able to meditate on the word of God and understand how God views you, what he thinks of you, how Christ loves you, how Jesus loves you and died for you and gave himself for you. But that is the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. God loves you. Bless you, and have a beautiful, blessed day, night, or evening.